We're joined right now by a cornerback for the Chargers. He is a two-time Pro Bowler, a two-time All-Pro. He led the league in interceptions in 2016. He had three tackles and a pass defensed in Sunday's win over the Colts. He played his college ball at Vanderbilt. He was the 62nd pick overall in 2012. Chargers at Detroit, Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, CBS. Casey Hayward is my guest. Casey, it's good to have you on. How are you?
No, I'm doing good, man. Thank you all for having me on.
Good to have you on. All right, so before we get into week one and your preparation for the Lions, yesterday was your birthday. Are you a big birthday guy? How was that big day? How'd you go about celebrating it?
Not a big birthday guy, but I had some family or friends come in and they were in the middle of a surprise birthday party after the game. So it was pretty dope to have my friends and family here trying to surprise me and things like that. So I'm not a big birthday guy, but I celebrate life. So that, not many people, everybody don't get to see 30, so I celebrate.
That's a good answer. I like that. And anytime they can pull off a surprise, that's a win. Speaking of wins, every win in the NFL, you know how hard it is to win week to week. I don't care what that cliche is. It's true. Every win in the NFL is special, but how good does it feel to start the season with an overtime win over a very good Colts team?
That one felt really good. After the game, that's what we talk about. It's hard to win in this league. So anytime you can win a game, you know, celebrate it and try to move on. But it was a hard, tough-fought game. They have a good team, good defense. They got some really good players on offense as well. But we figured it out and found a way to win. And I feel like we have to find a way to win those close games.
Casey Hayward's joining us. Now, you had tweeted during the offseason about how much you missed the game day feeling. For those who are listening who will never get the chance to run out of a tunnel on game day, in other words, pretty much all of us, how would you describe that? What does that moment feel like?
Oh, man, it feels surreal. We kind of do it a little different here. I'm pretty sure the new stadium will be a little different, but we kind of come out as a team. I remember those days when I was coming out as a pack, and they call your name on the starting lineup, you running through the tunnel, clapping everybody's hand. That was just a surreal feel, and some feel that you'll never forget it. I almost feel like going back to college and playing Little League where, you know, it feels like you're just out there playing for the joy of the game.
That's cool. L.A. Charger, Casey Hayward's joining us. So when Sunday's game goes to overtime, the offense gets the ball. They go right down the field, 75 yards in over 5 minutes. Austin Eckler capped it off with a 7-yard run. What was it like for you to be on the sideline watching the offense go to work like it did?
It was cool. I know once we won the toss, we was going to win that game. Just seeing how the offense had been marching up and down the field in that second half, even before the drive before that, we threw the interception in the end zone. They drove the ball up and down the field all game. So we knew we had a chance to win that game. And I was telling the guys on the sideline, like, don't worry, don't even grab your helmet. We're going to end this game here.
Casey Hayward joining us. Now, there's also a story from that game where after Philip Rivers went out of bounds on the final play of regulation, Colts players were yelling, it's over, it's over. The story goes that Rivers then gathered guys on the sideline together before overtime and gave a speech. Like, knowing how competitive Philip Rivers is, how weird is it that at this juncture of his career especially, that an opponent's going to try and talk trash to him?
I can't catch the end of it. Say that again for me.
How weird is it the guys are trying to talk trash to Philip Rivers when the Colts were saying, it's over, when he went out of bounds on that final play of regulation? I mean, don't they know better? How weird is that?
Man, you know, that kind of motivates everybody. It's not over until it's over. I think that was the guys were just so happy to be into overtime. That was a game that they shouldn't have been in at that moment. We had a chance to stop them on 3rd and 22, you know what I mean? So those guys were just happy to be in that moment. But we knew we got one of those leaders in on our team and our quarterback, and that's what you need to have, one of those leaders at the quarterback. And we felt like we was going to win the game. As long as we got 17 back there, we got a chance to win that game.
Chargers cornerback Casey Hayward is joining us. Now, Eckler had a big game with more than 150 yards from scrimmage. He had 3 touchdowns. Look, you know a lot of people are going to want to make this about Melvin Gordon v. Austin Eckler. I'm going to leave that out of it. But let me ask you this. How good is Eckler?
Oh, man, he's legit. He's really good. He's a really good back in this league. He runs the ball hard. I think what he does best, you know, He's more like a McCaffrey. He catches the ball out of the backfield, and he makes people miss. And he's a special guy. And if you've been watching him for the last couple of years, he's been doing the same thing. And I definitely think with him and Melvin and J.J., they complement each other so well. One guy, a big guy, bruiser. The other guy, it's the same. You know what I mean? He's fast guy out of the backfield, but he still makes a lot of people miss. And I feel like once we get Melvin back, it'll be a great complement to each other. And hopefully we can, you know, our offense will be even more deadly when Melvin gets back.
Austin, do you think that Melvin is coming back? And if so, when do you think that might be?
I hope he comes back. I hope he comes back next week. I doubt it, but I'm not sure when he's going to come back. I hope he's come back soon because I think we got a chance to be a special team. And I feel like that's another piece that we can have on the offensive side, you know, that because Melvin is a special player. He's one of the top running backs in this league. So we don't want to get that confused, you know, or take away from what Eckler has been doing. But we'd definitely love to have Melvin back because he's such a special player as well.
Casey Hayward joining us for a few more moments. Now, the thing is, when you look at the secondary, one of the things you talked about in camp is that you expect the secondary, a.k.a. the Jack Boys, to get back to coming up with interceptions. Let me ask you this. How much of interceptions is about luck and how much of it is about skill?
It's probably a little 50-50. You got to be in the right spots. You know what I mean? You got to be in the right spots a lot of the times. And hopefully you can get some tip balls and some overthrows where, you know, the ball just, you know, finds you. Like I watched some of the San Fran game. On some of those balls that those guys got interception, the ball just finds them. And that's what it's about, being in the right spot. So people can call it luck, but if you've been in the right spot a lot of the times, and I would love to have three or four tip balls a year on interceptions. So I don't be mad when people get them.
Yeah, right? Of course. See, like, you led the league in picks in 2016, but you didn't have any last year because quarterbacks are not throwing your way. So how do you go about dealing with that? For instance, do you take it as a sign of respect, or is there a part of you that's like, come on, man, I can't make a play if you don't throw it my way?
Both. Last year I was, you know, one of the least targeted guys. Last year, but I still got to find a way to, you know, to make an impact on the game. And no matter that, you know, getting turnovers, forced, you know, interceptions, fumble recoveries, or just, you know, limiting their guys from catching the ball, I do it at all aspects. So for me, it's all about wins. And if we can win and I'm getting interceptions, great. If we win and I'm not, I'm still okay with it. Of course, I want to get turnovers and things like that, but it's all about winning in this league.
Hey, Casey, one more thing about the secondary. You're playing without Derwin James at the moment. I know you're not going to make any excuses, but for those who don't fully appreciate him and his game or don't know any different, when you look at his versatility, how special is he?
Derwin James, right?
Yeah, I was saying, for those who don't know him or appreciate him or his game, when you look at all the things that he can do, how special and unique a player is he?
He's special. I remember the first day we seen him at pad. He looks bigger than everybody else. It's like, yo, who is this guy? he looks so much bigger, but he's such a great guy. So anytime you can have somebody go down with an injury like that, you know, it sucks because he's one of those players that generational, I feel like. He's one of the best. I think he's the best safety in his league. Like, not even close. I think he's the best safety in this league, and it's not even close. So anytime you can have somebody that go down, and I view him that highly, you know, it'll definitely hurt any defense or any team. But we also have some players, you know, that's played a lot of ball in this league, from Adrian Phillips, and we got Rayshon Jenkins, Jalen Watkins. We got some guys that played a lot of ball in this league. So we got some guys that can pick up the slack and we got to move on, and hopefully he can, you know, we'll have him back towards the end of the year.
He led the league in interceptions in 2016, a two-time Pro Bowler, a two-time All-Pro. He is locked in. Casey Hayward, my guest. Casey, great job. Really nice to have you on the show. Thank you very much. Appreciate you doing it.
Thank you for having me.
That was good. Thank you. That was great, Casey. Nice job. Enjoyed that conversation. All right, Chargers coming off that win over the Colts. Tough win. They grind that thing out. All right, so L.A.